Blog Talk Radio.
GPA. You may be thinking, I don't know. I've never thought about it. Well, let's grow together with our in-studio experts and go on a journey of discovery and explore this very question. Oh, how I love Mondays. Welcome to Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, presented by Inspired Media for You. It's time to receive your weekly infusion of motivation and empowerment to jumpstart your week. I am your host, Shania Marie Adams, affectionately known as Coach Adams, master motivator and your resident empowerment coach. I coach and you win. Our focus on Motivational Mondays is to equip and empower you in the process of closing life gaps from where you are to where you desire to grow. You see, each week we come together to engage on life's highway. We're on a divine journey in which I truly believe God is the light illuminating our path, guiding and directing each and every step along the way. We sincerely value your participation, our global listening audience, and we genuinely appreciate you for tuning in to this time of empowerment coined as Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, hashtag I'm for you. We don't take your time lightly or for granted, but rather we are eternally grateful to have this opportunity to sow into your lives on your journey of purpose to fulfill your destiny. Here on Motivational Mondays with yours truly, Coach Adams, our programming is designed based on two formats of empowerment that we bring you each and every week. We have the blending of our in-studio guests sharing their testimonies and or their expertise and our Shape Up series. Our Shape Up series has been designed to support you on your journey to win personally and professionally so that you may be more equipped to work it now. You may be thinking, Coach Adams, what am I working? Well, you know what? You're asking some great questions on a Motivational Monday, and I truly feel the vibration. You are working your vision so that you can achieve your goals and ultimately live out your dreams. Each episode of Motivational Mondays is truly rich and insightful. We encourage you, our global listening audience, to take advantage of our on-demand library. If you have missed any of our past show installments, archives of previous broadcasts, and the richness of what is shared each week are always available for your convenience online at www.blogtalkradio.com/inspiredmedia4you. Again, that's www.blogtalkradio.com/inspiredmedia. The number 4 and the letter U. Last week in our Shape Up series, we evaluated elements for being equipped. Elements for being equipped. When I tell you, it was so powerful. Again, our on-demand library is filled with rich insight on various subjects to equip and empower you on your journey to win. Allow me to set up the framework of today's broadcast. And when I tell you I am so excited about today's broadcast, I will share for about 40 minutes with our in-studio all-star guests around today's topic. And we will open the lines up at about 40 into the hour, and we ask for your participation at the appropriate time, our global listening audience. We love it when you bring your questions and your comments. This always lends to a more rich and interactive environment, which, again, we absolutely love. So we encourage you, don't be shy at the appropriate time. Our global listening audience, chime right on in. So let me encourage you, if you don't already have your notepads and pens, pencils, whatever you need, your laptops or your desktops, your smartphones with your notes, your iPads, your tablets, whatever it is, so that you can capture the rich jewels and nuggets that will be shared, we encourage you to grab it right now. On today's installment of Motivational Mondays with yours truly, Master Motivator Coach Adams, and our in-studio guest, it's Wellness Monday, and it's time to shape up and win, and we're excited about that. But before we jump into today's topic, we ask that you take a quick moment to invite someone to share in the show with you. Allow those amazing social media juices to begin to flow. I know Facebook and IG was down today, but I believe it's up. So come on, get busy. Right on someone's Facebook wall. Send a tweet, a text, a DM, go old school, an email, a message in the bottle, a carrier pigeon, bottom line. I think you get it. Do whatever you need to do to invite someone to join you for today's show. We extend our gracious, heartfelt thanks in advance for your support with expanding our outreach. On today's installment of Motivational Monday with Coach Adams and our in-studio guest, today in our wellness series, it's time to reset mind, body, and soul. It's time to reset mind, body, and soul. You know, regardless of where you are on your journey, this show is definitely for you. Because there's going to be some great richness shared. Whenever the two all-stars come and join us, they are actually, don't tell everybody, but they are, without question, I'll get in trouble for this. They are two of my favorite all-star guests that are sharing with us, specifically in this area of health and wealth. See, I did one of my grandfather used to always do. He'll say and give a little into it so others won't get offended. So I did a little grandpa spin. But truly, the ladies that are coming in to share with me, our global wellness coders, are truly an asset to Motivational Mondays and this rich journey that we've been on in our Monday wellness series once a month through this year of 2021, and it has been truly powerful. And I want you to know that it is time for you to get ready to examine the question that we raised. And I'm going to start us off when we talk about what is your mind, body, and soul GPA? And I'm actually going to ask the ladies as well as I bring them in. Because we're looking at the significance of this reset mind, body, and soul. You know, we're in the final quarter of the year, and I want you to know that you need to get ready for some rich jewels and gems that will be shared on this very subject. And, you know, when I think about my GPA, my grade point average as it relates to mind, body, and soul, the weakest link, the weakest area that I would have to say would be body. But my mind, ooh, that's an area that I work on regularly. It's tight. It's strong. I would give it a 9. And I give it a 9, 8.759. Why? Because we're always growing, and I'm still growing. I'm a lifetime learner. But if I had to give it a rating, I would give it just that. I would give my soul the same thing. 8.759, tight, strong, yeah, powerful. I'm saying at least an A, A-ish, you know, right in there, tight. But if I had to give a rating and being transparent with you to my body, this is the area that I have struggled with the most. For those of you that are regular listeners, you know that I didn't grow up with the habit of working out. I have a rich heritage. My family is from Louisiana. Family is Creole, so Creole cuisine is definitely high on the list. Seafood, high on the list. But I'm also an unofficial Italian and an unofficial Latina. I love my Italian food. I love my Mexican food. I love rich foods, and that is the challenge for me. I've been a foodie. And so later in life, I'm having to incorporate new habits and make shifts and reset and all of that that we're talking about today. And so if I had to give body a rating, a GPA, grade point average, I would give it a C average. I would say, just okay. It's probably a 6. Yeah, 5.75, 6 on the scale, all things considered. So this is an area that I'm constantly having to work on. And I want to encourage you, our global listening audience, to evaluate the areas that you need to reset, that you need to do things differently in. Because when you look at what does it mean to reset? To reset is to set again, like a clock. You set the clock again, or to set differently. And so to do things differently. You know, it's been stated that in order to achieve different results, you have to break the insanity of life. You can't keep doing things over and over and expecting the same result. And so this reset is to set again or differently is about breaking that sanity. You know, one of the things that I think about when it comes to body and the reset, and of course our all-star in-studio guest is going to share some nuggets around body, but oftentimes for the body, what we do to reset is we detox. We detox our body, and the detoxification process is, in essence, a reset. Great tea that I utilize that helps you with that, IASO tea. If you want more information, I'll be happy to give you a number, so stay tuned for that. But I encourage you to get plugged in on detoxing your body, and you'll hear more about that. But as we go to our in-studio all-stars, before we start talking about mine, I want to see where they stand in their GPA, mind, body, and soul. First, I want to bring in the founder, creator of Global Wellness Coders, Lady Tabitha Smith, who is no stranger to the boardroom. She really isn't. And so, Lady Tabitha, we welcome you. And before you jump into your GPA, you know I love to ask my guests, if you were to say who Lady Tabitha Smith is, who would you say she is? Welcome, Lady Tabitha. Tell us who you are.
Thank you, Coach. I'm so happy to be here. Thank you for the opportunity. Once again,
it's so great who am to I? Have you.
Who am I? I think in just this one sentence, I love what you said. I'm the daughter of the Most High God, wife, a mother, and a lifetime learner. I love what you said today, and I want to just borrow that and put a pin in it. Lifetime learner.
I love it. So, Lady Tabitha, you heard my GPA, my grade point average that I would give myself, mind, body, and soul. Play in my sandbox. because that's a thought-provoking question that is our lead-in today as we look at reset. How would you rate yourself, mind, body, and soul, on a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being best?
This is really, really cool, Coach. I love how you're having us check in and make the assessment. I would say mine, 8.9, 9 strong. Soul, I would say 8.9. Body, which is really interesting, I would say 5.9.
Interesting. We're kind of in the same place. How about that?
Oh, wow. What? Wow. Yeah, I didn't hear. I don't remember your body number, but I have to say maybe I'm halfway there because I have a lot of work to do. But it's really interesting that we're doing this reset today because you have started provoked thought just by having this rating system for us really to reset properly by taking us a clear assessment publicly. All over the world is hearing. So it holds us accountable. So thank you, Coach.
Absolutely. And I'm looking forward to the nuggets that you will have and that you'll share specifically on soul. But I want us to bring in Dr. Veronica Wilson. You know, I love it when you bring Dr. Veronica in because we actually came together, this trinity, this, you know, three chord that's not easily broken right here, the three of us. We came together by way of you. So why don't you bring in Dr. Veronica? And Dr. Veronica, Lady Tabitha will share what she desires to share as she brings you in. But I also want to hear from you. If you were to say who Dr. Veronica is, who would you say she is?
Okay, well, with no further ado, I want to introduce a very, very dear friend of mine. Wow, she's an international businesswoman, inventor, a pastor, a great leader, a CEO, a wife, a mother, and she's a Jesus girl, as she would say. So with no further ado, welcome, Dr. Veronica.
Thank you. So we're talking about our GPA, and I thank you for that introduction. I would say I'm describing myself definitely a Jesus girl. I tell that to a lot of people because sometimes not most popular in an unpopular society. So I feel good about always stating that I'm a Jesus girl. I'm also an evangelist. I'm a servant, and I'm a people lover because God loves his creation so much that I, just loving God, I begin to become this people lover. So I care about what I do. I care about my assignment, and I think people are our assignment. I think ministry is people, and people is ministry. So with the GPA, funny, we are all kind of low in the same area. But mind, I say a 9 because I love to learn, and I'm always wanting to be around people who can expand my, my mind. And then, so I give myself a 9 in that area. In the area of soul, I give myself a 9 because I'm always searching after the things of God. I love the things of God, and I love the presence of God. So I always try and tap in into that area. As a matter of fact, if I don't tap in, I'm a little bit off kilter. So I will give myself a 9 in that area. In the area of body, I'm like you ladies. I say a 7, not because I think more highly of myself than I ought to, but because of my age and because of the things that other people say to me about my age and my body being strong, I'll give myself a 7 in that area. And I'm very grateful. You know, I always give it back to God. I'm very grateful that we all can say those things about ourselves because as a team, I know you ladies, I know your character, I know your heart, and I know that we came together on a mission to get healthy and help others get healthy. And so I just thank God that he's given us a vehicle through the TLC products, and we were already together in the Word of God. We were already in one accord when we met each other. So adding a product that helped us achieve some goals, you know, I'm glad you asked us to do a GPA check-in because I hadn't thought of that.
Excellent.
Yeah, that is really excellent. And, you know, we, as the Global Wellness Coders, we are often thinking about what is the richness that we can bring on Wellness Monday. Of course, I'm often asked, Coach Adams, why do you do a Wellness Monday? Believe it or not, ladies, I'm often asked that. Because of the focus of Motivational Mondays, which is all about working your vision, achieving your goals, and living your dreams. And people are always saying, well, how does Wellness Monday fit into that? And I'm often sharing offline, and I want to share it as we lead into where we're going today in our Reset Mind, Body, and Soul conversation that we're having, that this working your vision, achieving your goals and living your dreams, that if you don't have the right mind, if you've lost your mind, if your mind is not healthy, you're not going to work your vision, let alone achieve your goals or live out your dreams. Body, if your body, the temple that God has given you, and as those of you who are regular listeners, you know I'm a believer. That's my core, my anchor, not putting my belief on you. Got to be true to who I am. And so I believe that this is, my body is the temple that God has given me. It's a great gift. May not have always been diligent in doing what I needed to do with the gift, but it has been a great gift. And so when you think about body, if your body is not strong enough to handle the capacity of your vision and what's needful, that grind to achieve your goal, let alone living out your dreams, you're not going to see the fulfillment of that. Your soul, if your soul is not healthy, you are not going to be in the place of pursuing your dreams, working your vision, and living your, you know, achieving your goals. It's just not going to happen. And so this mind, body, and soul focus is so important because we have to deal with these areas in order to increase our capacity to be able to work our vision, achieve our goals, and live our dreams. So that is the bridge point of why this is such an important topic for me and why I've partnered with the ladies and want to bring a richness once a month so that you can get some additional tools in your toolbox to grow to the next level and address those areas that you need to address. As we discussed at the top of the hour, we were talking about reset, mind, body, and soul, and this very definition of reset, to set again or differently. And so, as you know, Coach Adams is an acronym queen. She loves the great acronym. I love my acronym. And so my focus on this journey is mind. And one of the things that is so important for us to understand is that, you know, we feed our mind, and how we feed our mind determines what our outcome will be. So when we understand that what I feed my mind, just like what I feed my body, what I feed my soul, it's going to affect my outcome. It's going to affect what I become. So whatever I feed my mind, I'm going to embrace that, and I'm going to become that, negative or positive. Either way. And so I want to give you some thoughts around an acronym that I came up with for reset, because that's what we're talking about, associated with the mind, some of which are not new, but it's important for you to recognize where you are in this process and work to reset. So the R is renew your mind daily. Notice I put an emphasis on daily. But not only do we want to renew our mind daily, but when we look at doing this differently for many that are listening in, a different approach is seeking God for his wisdom and insight to renew your mind daily. So it's not just renewing your mind daily, but seeking God, taking a different approach, seeking God for his wisdom and insight to renew your mind daily. So that is our R in our acronym for reset. The E would be evaluate your thoughts. Evaluate your thoughts. The different approach, looking at things differently, is to recognize the source of negative versus positive thoughts. If you don't recognize the source of negative versus positive thoughts and deal with the source at the root, guess what? You're going to constantly be battling that negativity. So we have to be aware of the negative thoughts and build on positive ones. So be aware of the negative thoughts, constantly renewing, constantly replacing those negative thoughts with good ones. But I first must identify, this is the different approach, as we're talking about reset, looking at things differently, taking a different approach. The different approach is that I must recognize the source of the negative versus the positive. Because if the source is that it's an issue of your past, the source is if it's a trauma that you haven't dealt with, whatever that source is, maybe the source is the people that you're hanging around. You have negative people in your circle, whatever that may look like. Make a shift. Be aware of those negative thoughts and build on the positive ones, but the source of the negative versus the positive. S, start right where you are and build from there. Start right where you are. This reset is about recalibrating. This reset is about setting again. This reset is setting again or differently. But you have to start right where you are. And the different mindset and approach that I want to share with you as it relates to this reset is, regardless of where you are on your journey, regardless of where you are, start right where you are and build from there. But I want to give you a different mindset of viewing this whole process of start right where you are. Rest in the truth that you are accepted by God, by Jesus Christ. Rest in that truth. When we can rest in that truth, it gives us peace. We can be still in that process. And regardless of what my past may have been, I know that I'm God's creation. And so I want to encourage you, where you are, start right where you are, but rest. The different approach, rest in the truth that you are accepted by God, accepted by Jesus. The E is engage your mind. Engage your mind. Keep your mind active. Keep your mind stimulated, constantly engaging your mind, constantly challenging your mind. You know, it's been stated that we have a great capacity, over 100 billion bytes of information that we can process in our minds. I don't know about you, but I often think about and make the connection with a phone. I have my phone. I have all of these different apps. I don't even use my phone to a small percentage of its capacity. The same is true for our mind. And so it's important for us to engage our minds. The different approach is to replace the self-focused thinking, with a God-focused mindset. I know I lost a lot of you. Like, whoa, Coach Adams is really talking about God tonight. Ooh, I didn't know I was going to church, to a ministry. Again, I'm sharing with you from my point of view based on my anchor and my belief. I'm sharing with you some thoughts to ponder, to consider, based on what I've grown to know to be true for my life and my journey. And I can only be true to who I am at my core. And Shakespeare says it best, to thine own self be true. Know that in my sharing, I'm not looking to offend anyone, but this may be the actual different approach that you need to take. And so I'm sharing with you some thoughts to consider. If it's not that you would replace those self-focused thinking with God-focused mindset, one of the things that you need to understand, regardless, principles are universal, you need to engage your mind. I'm simply giving the thought to ponder of a different approach, a different way to navigate. And the T in my acronym for reset on the mind, a variety of things until, Lady Tabitha is going to love this, until you unlock the code of your mind. And that's different for everyone. When we're talking about unlocking the code, it's different for everyone. Everyone has a different DNA. Everyone has a different body makeup, design, fingerprint. All of these various things are uniquely you. So I can't unlock the code in a way that works and serves Lady Tabitha. She can't unlock the code in a way that serves Coach Adams. Dr. Veronica can't unlock the code in a way that serves Lady Tabitha or me, vice versa, and so on and so forth. You get the point. So try a variety of things until you unlock your code, And you'll know when you have unlocked your code. You'll know those areas that you need to focus in on and zone in on. And so that's my nuggets that I want to share with you on mine, R, renew your mind daily, E, evaluate your thoughts, S, start right where you are and build. And that is key. Start right where you are and build. E, engage your mind. T, try a variety of things until you unlock your code. We're now going to, we've covered mind. We're going to go to Dr. Veronica for body. Dr. Veronica, I got my notepad. I'm ready to take some notes. Give us some richness on resetting our body.
You know, I like that word, reset. And when you gave us that topic and, you know, you said, ladies, let's talk about this, have this conversation. When I got the reset, I also got, because we're talking, for me, we're talking about our bodies. And I think we came into agreement, the three of us, and at first starting with ourselves, uncoding some things. And like you said, we all decoded in a different way. We all broke some codes, and we brought them together, and some of those codes we broke open were a blessing to the next person, and some were only for us. But the majority of them helped the majority of people that we shared it with. So I'm having fun with this thing with tapping into God's word. And so I have about five bullet points. The first one is going back to where it all originated when we talk about health and when we talk about body. So going back to the owner of health, the inventor, the creator of health, and then of these bodies. So we all came to an agreement that we were going to base it on divine things, on the Word of God, because that's our belief system. And I won't go further into that because you did a wonderful job of explaining that already, Coach Adams. But tapping in, because a lot of times this world system, the noise of the world, will take you in a total different direction, have you in a tailspin, and you'll be seeking the hospital for everything, and you forgot to go to the first thing, which is to the owner of health. He owns health, and he invented it. He's the creator of it and the creator of us. So that's number one for us as coders. We all three came to that agreement, and it's been working for us and working for so many others that we've introduced that thought to who embraced it, because we can't force it on anyone. But to those who embrace it, they get the fruit of it. And then number two is knowing that we have divine rights that overrule demonic powers. And for us, we consider most sicknesses are not of God. It's not his ideal plan for us. He wants us to be in good health and prosper, even as our mind prospers. So we talked about learning and learning the right things. So what Reese said, he also gave me the word reformation. You know, we already tapped into the reset when we decided to make this a topic of discussion and come to agreement that we would help each other to reach our optimum health and enjoy it. Enjoy walking in health. Be confident and that it's our birthright to, you know, to do this. So once we agreed on that, some of the things that I saw in the reforming of our health was to now marry some of the things, marry the word and what it says about our health, and then not only marry the word for those of us who go to it for our source, but to also practice what we marry, because a lot of times that word can be something so easily said, but because we all had the three of us who are global coders, we all had a weakness with the body, and that's because it's the fleshy part. It's not so spiritual. It's the part that we have that God has given us to please him with these bodies. He told us they're not our own, but because they're not our own and we have command over them, really, what are we doing with them? So in that reformation, we have to stop doing the things that we know are abusive to these bodies. And I think that's where the reset set in. With all three of us coming in on one accord, we decided we would exercise, we would drink water, we would eat right, and we would treat these bodies right. And then we added a product, a healthy product that works for, we all take different ones of this product inventory, but we figured out for us what works and what our particular body needed. So I'm grateful that Lady Tabitha introduced us to the TLC products, because I've been adding that to my regimen, and it makes my body feel good. It keeps me strong. It keeps me active. Keeps me looking good and feeling good. So whatever that is, you know, that it might be for you, you know, we have to be conscious of what works. Sometimes we get forgetful of what worked, remembering the former things, I think the Bible says. So I've been, you know, doing that. And then adding grace and peace to our walk, to these bodies, remembering to walk in grace and peace, remembering to be grateful for every day that we wake up and can minister to our own bodies first, because like they say on the airplane, put the oxygen mask on you first so that you can help someone else. So being conscious of these bodies and how to make them perform at their best, like Coach Adams said, we have an assignment to fulfill. And if our bodies don't feel good, we don't want to do an assignment. We don't want to do anything but feel better. So with that, knowing that we have divine favor when we have our focus intact. When we have a plan, we're not just broke. But we have a plan for this body. We have a plan to keep it well. We have a plan to feed it right. We have a plan to get rid of everything that's abusive to this body. So then we become partakers of a divine nature, not just a fleshy nature anymore. I'm going to eat what tastes good. I'm going to eat what smells good. I remember one time I was fasting, and I walked past this, I can't think of the bread shop, but they baked fresh bread. And I had been doing so good on my fast, and before I knew it, my sense of smell took me right in there, and I was buying some bread and biting it before I realized that I had messed up. And I had been on a good fast, but just denying the flesh of things that we really don't need. And I know that's a discipline. Well, it is for me. It definitely is for me. And it's work, you know. And then, let's see if I'm going in the right order. And then number four, so that was number three, those things that I just talked about. And then number four in my notes, oh, I said it already, marrying the word with the practices that we're going to do to not only reset, but then to do a reform, correct what we've been doing wrong, acknowledge what we've been doing wrong, and try and make small corrections, even if they're not huge, but small corrections to do better for these bodies. Because the misuse of anything, the definition is abuse. Whenever we misuse our bodies, we're really abusing it. And then number five, I wanted to read something out of Hebrews, and I hope I'm not taking up Lady Tabitha's time, because she has some good information. But I just want to read this really quick. Am I okay? Okay, let me read this to you. I think it'll bless those of you who. So it's Hebrews 2:14-15, and it says, since the children have flesh and blood, he too shared in their humanity, so that by his death, he might break the power of him who holds the power of death. That is the devil. We know he holds the power of death for those of us who believe. Now, 15 says, and free those who all their lives were held in slavery by the fear of death. And so the reason why that's important to me is because my number five bullet point and last bullet point is the fear of traps. The fear that traps us. And it's faith that we reset by and that we walk by. But fear in this scripture showed me that fear is tied to death. And if you look at the pandemic and you look at the amount of the deaths that are out here, you will see that a lot of people are walking in fear. They're in fear of catching COVID. They're in fear of dying. They're in fear of getting closer than 6 feet to a stranger. So not walking in that fear, but walking in these divine birthrights and this divine favor that we have, so that our mindset is in a place where we can live healthy lives and have healthy bodies. I had to walk out of one service where I went to hear the word, but all I heard was a message on taking the vaccination and the fear of COVID. And I'm not good at being taught fear. I was taught to be a believer and believe, you know. So those are my five bullet points. It would probably take a much longer dialogue to really dig in. But it all pertains to the body, because we, people who want to be healthy, we can't afford to walk in fear. We have to have a confidence that what we're doing is intentional and that we will, you know, strive to see those results. And that's where the reformation comes in, because we'll reform and do course corrections to get the results we need to get.
Woo, I love it. You let some fire, there was some sparks flying, Dr. Monica. What
a different
approach. And yes, absolutely. What a great different approach in how you tackled this topic of body and the reset. We're going to go over to Lady Tabitha. Share with us the thoughts that you have concerning the reset of the soul. Lady Tabitha, loving the richness.
Yes, I have been enjoying you, ladies, and I'm taking notes, and I'm just, you know, soaking it all up. I appreciate you being authentic and just sharing with myself and the rest of the world. So for me, Coach Adams, I was thinking when we decided on reset, I thought, well, wow, this is a different reset in my entire life. Reset in 2021 means something completely different to me. And I think I could be bold enough to say to all of us, times in our life, we're dealing with a pandemic, right? We have to walk around with masks, and it's real. We have to protect ourselves, but yet at the same time, not walk in fear, use safety, and move forward with the vision that God has given us. On Motivational Mondays, there's a lot of entrepreneurs that listen in, that come to Coach Adams for inspiration, coaching. So it's important, like Dr. Veronica said, that we don't walk in fear, but we're walking in safety and we have a plan. So I have a few things that I want to share. And when I wrote down reset and I looked it up, it said set again or differently. And I'm going to say that I need to set again, but set again differently in 2021 and really look at, for me, I'm going to focus on talking on the soul, in which the soul, it connects to all of the systems, the mind and the body. I felt it was really interesting too that all of us coders, we're very strong in the mind and in the soul, and I wasn't surprised. And I thought about it. The body is a temple. It's our house where our soul and our mind occupies. So that really, I'm really grateful that you had us assess ourselves beginning of the conversation, because that is my number one thing that I would say is for the soul is to take an assessment. It really would not hurt for us to do it every day, being, and the reason why is that we are faced with challenges, deadlines, issues, business issues, family issues, personal issues daily. It doesn't wait until the end of the month. It just pops up, right? So I believe when we rise, this is what I do, and I'm going to share what God has put on my heart to do, to do a check-in on my soul health, right? So I'm checking in on my body, I'm checking in on my mind, but my soul. So I need to take an assessment so that I can make an adjustment, but I have to first take the assessment. And then the other thing I thought, and this is a plan that I'm writing out for myself that I'm so honored to share with the world, is that what is my new why? I believe all of us, the way God designed us and wired us, that for that additional motivation to get up every morning and move forward with the vision, we have to have a why. Now, we're dealing with a lot of our loved ones and friends transitioning. And this is really hurting or becoming heavy on the soul as well as the mind and body, but on the soul that lives in the body, the spirit man. It's becoming very heavy on all of us, and we're receiving calls anywhere 2 to 5 people a week all over the world, and I don't believe that's going to change anytime soon. I'm hopeful, but I believe that we're living in the end times, and this is one of the signs. So I think it's important as we reset, and I hope everyone has their pen and paper like we do, because this is good stuff that you can go back and reflect throughout the week. So my reset is that first, Tabitha, we need to know your new why, because my why today is different than my why was last month and last year and definitely 2 years ago. Because why? Things happen daily. People are taking out of our lives as well as being brought into our lives. So to keep that fresh and motivation and be able to motivate my spirit and in alignment with God and seeking God, right? And my why must be lined up with my creator. For me, it's God, what is my purpose? Knowing my purpose, right? And just staying connected to my power source, which is God. And then you're able to make adjustment. Once you identify your why and you take an assessment. And I wanted to share three bullet points. When you make that assessment and you identify the problem areas, it's going to help you make new goals, okay? And number two, I think it's really important, is that once you make that list of identifying the problem areas, and this is just between you, yourself, and I, and God, and it's important that we're very transparent with ourselves and write it down on a list. And then once you create that list, and we're talking about soul health. This is the real soul food, but I think we need to change our soul food diet just a bit so that we get relevant, current, healthy, powerful, anointed, right, educated. I love what Coach Adams said. She said to rest in trust, rest in truth. Truth is powerful. Truth penetrates into the spirit and soul. When you have to live a lie, tell a lie, or believe a lie, the way God created us, you feel unbalanced. You just uncentered, you know? So that's why I'm really pointing out to say, be transparent with yourself. You owe that to yourself. You deserve to be balanced and healthy in your soul. And this is a tool that will help you do that. So once you make that list, you want to target your biggest issue. The fact that I need to take back, let's say, return, I don't know, 10 pair of shoes, it's a burden. It's something I need to do, but it's not as important as I need to have this conversation with my cousin that I have an issue with. She hurt my feelings, or she did something that was not right to me, or I've done something to, you know what I mean? So when you're able to look at the issues that are pressing in your spirit and your soul, and we all know what that is. We all know what that feels like. We all know what it looks like. It's that thing that when you wake up in the morning, after you say, hello, Jesus, hello, Lord, you think about it. It's that thing that's nudging you in your rib that before you close your eyes, you've thought about it. I'm talking about those type of things because this is the soul and it's living in the body. And when we don't take care of these things, it will spread out to the other systems. It's just like having a rotten apple in a bunch. It will spread bacteria, and bacteria causes infection. And then the wound just gets deeper and deeper and deeper. And so, you know, a lot of us have not been able to speak openly how we feel. And we haven't been through counseling or, you know, there's different ways to purge yourself out and detox. You know, the Global Wellness Coders, we believe in detoxing mind, body, and soul, and that's what we're doing today. And so number three is to start off slow in the sense that you might be motivated and gung-ho, but get a plan together. Whatever that issue is, it's important that we're still and we think it through, we pray it through, and prayer is number one for me, communication. I have to check everything in with God. I can't make one move without him because he knows what's ahead. And so I just have that personal relationship with him, not pushing religion on anyone, but it's important that our power source that we check in. So you don't want to jump into the fire and make things worse. You want to take your time, plan, a strategic plan that's going to, the outcome will be beneficial to you as well as to that person, but definitely to you, to free your soul, free your spirit up. So let's see. And the only other thing that I wanted to add, Coach Adams, is that when we reset differently to check our ear gates, what are we listening to? Who are we listening to? Are you saying negative things to yourself about yourself? Are you allowing anyone else to say negative things to you or about your business or about your ministry or about your family, whatever is important to you? And your touch, your feel in touch. Like for the new entrepreneurs, you need to sit in the new cars. You need to walk through the new homes. You need to go to Macy's, Nordstrom's, spray on the expensive perfume, whatever the goal is for you and your family. We don't need to wait until it gets there. We need to be thankful, and we need to begin to push our energy. And I'm going to say this, energy can never be destroyed, only transferred. So our soul and our spirit, I often look at our nervous system as our electric, and I believe that's where man got it from, God's original design, your spine and your nervous system. I believe that man was inspired by God's creation, which is you and I, his greatest creation wrapped in flesh. So, Coach, that is, I don't want to be lengthy more in time, but reviewing your life plan and your business plan is so important as you reset. And what fit last year or last month may not fit. Successful businesses, and I feel like we're all corporations. If we look at our home and our families and we run it like a corporation or a business, it's constant reorganizing to fit the situation. And we'll find that the soul will feel lighter when you deal with the issues. And I'm talking to me first, because I had a lot of different issues in my systems just alone by myself. But once I got married and children, so now there's three more, right, to put it all together. And I've had a long checklist. I sit at the table every day, and I have to work on it. And sometimes I have to call Dr. Veronica or Coach Adams and talk it out, because I don't have the answer. And it's really vexing my soul to the point sometimes I want to cry. Sometimes I want to run. But it's important. I am absolutely committed to having a healthy and wealthy and wise mind, soul, and body, and helping others. And with that, Coach, I am complete. I am done. I pass the mic back to you, and thank you for the opportunity.
Oh, thank you, Lady Tabitha. Thank you, Dr. Veronica. What great richness both of you shared today, and I love this topic of reset. You know, amazing how quickly an hour of empowerment flies by. We don't have time to go to the lines, but I do want to share with those that are listening in, we kind of planted the seed of some products that each of us are using that are working well for us. If you would like more information concerning this great resource of support, you can give our team a call at 310-289-2101, 310-289-2101. You can join the conversation. If you have a question or a comment that you didn't get an opportunity to share, don't hesitate to visit our Facebook Motivational Monday forum. It is an open group. All are welcome. You can post and interact and engage there. But for the health side, Lady Tabitha, tell them how they can connect with us on Facebook through the health side. And literally, we have 30 seconds to give a quick plug.
Well, you can contact Coach Adams, number one, and she will get you plugged into our Global Wellness Coders. And also, if you go to my page, Lady Tabitha Smith or Tabitha Smith or any of our pages, we will often post our Wednesday calls and give you more information. It's just that simple. My phone number is 707-295-2214. If you want to have a conversation about it, you want to ask questions, I am always available.
Wonderful. Is there a Facebook group that they can join?
The Global Wellness Coders. Just type
Excellent.
In Global Coders.
Yay, I love it. Woo, it's always a blast when we come together. I know it was rich for me. I trust it was rich for those of you that are listening in, and we thank you for tuning in to Motivational Mondays today with Coach Adams, presented by Inspired Media for you. Always know that I have a full circle of empowerment to support you in achieving greater results so that you can work it now, work your vision, achieve your goals, and live your dreams. But it starts with having a healthy mind, body, and soul. We sign off for now, and we look forward to having you tune in with us on next week as we continue in our Shape Up series and give you some more richness and tools to add to your toolbox. Again, this is Coach Adams signing off for now. I coach and you win.